And welcome back to Escort Confessions. My name is Amy Amore. Thank you so much for tuning in today. So I recently went to London again for a play because I do love theater. I'm a theater kid. And oh my God, it was amazing. But anyways, so I stayed in London for a couple of days because of the play and because I wanted to see actors and, you know, get autographs and pictures. And I, you know, London feels different for the second time because, you know, the first time I went was back in 2023, and it was like a dream come true, basically. You know, I get to see the Tower of London, Big Ben, you know, all those touristy spots. And the second time I went, it was like, it's too busy. Nobody talks to one another. It's all rush, rush, rush. Everybody's always in a rush. Why are you in such a rush? And everybody's sneezing. And I'm like, dress warmer. And it's London hits different for the second time. So it's too busy of a city, I feel like. Yes, there's lots of things to do, lots of places to eat, lots of different areas to explore. But it's just, it was way too busy for me. And, but I did get to see Paddington House. That was my first stop. I had maybe like an hour of sleep. So my flight left at 10 o'clock and we landed at 7 a.m. I literally had an hour of sleep. It was crazy. It probably less than an hour, but, you know, I took Adderall. I tried to basically be awake because my check-in time was not until 3 p.m. So I had 7 hours to kill somewhere. But the first thing I did was I took a tube back to the town, and then I took a bus, and then I missed my stop, so I had to walk like maybe like 3-5 minutes to the hotel, drop the luggage off with them, start walking around, actually take another tube, see Paddington House, where Paddington exterior scenes were filmed. And you know, it's so weird because, like, in the movie Paddington, if you guys have seen it, it's not like the building itself, it's so colorful on the screen and in the movie, but it's not so colorful in real life because I'm looking at the pictures right now. It's so gray. I mean, yeah, you could see like the hue, the blue hue, the pink hue, but, you know, editing. Yeah. Editing does wonderful things. So, or color grading, as we say in film. But yeah, I saw Paddington House. I saw the Hyde Park, H-Y-D-E, then Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And then I checked in, I went back to the hotel. I probably took maybe a 3-hour nap. And then I got ready to go to the stage door because I've been wanting to see my favorite actors for the last 3 months, ever since I got into the show called Inside Number 9. So I went to the stage door. I was the first one there because technically you're supposed to go there after you've seen the play, but I'm like, I'm going to see the play tomorrow. So anyway, so I was the first one at the stage door. I took some pictures. Somebody took my video, taking autographs of the actors, and yeah, and it was great. And then I walked home at like 11 o'clock, and I didn't get to my hotel until 12, well, midnight, basically. And I felt so safe walking to my hotel alone in London. And basically, you know, there was nobody on the streets, and I walked in public places. Like, I could have taking a tube, but I'm like, I don't know which one I need to take. I'm gonna walk. Why not? Why not? So I took some cool pictures at night, and it was just so beautiful, and it was so quiet. And, you know, of course, I tried to be away, what do you call it, on the lookout, but I felt really safe as a woman walking in London by myself. And I saw a couple of girls walked alone as well. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm fine. I'll be fine if they're fine. And yeah, and then on the next day, I actually went to get pictures with the same actors because, like, I've heard a rumor that they do come out, that you could catch them before the matinee show, which is the afternoon play show. So I waited an hour in the rain. And it was really cold. And I'm like, well, no, they're not coming out. So I went to one of the markets, Camden Market, I think it's called. I visited a few other film locations. It was a lot of walking. I think the most I walked was like maybe 5 kilometers in a day, maybe a little bit more. I remember I have a tracker on my phone, or I'm sorry, I have a wristwatch that tracks my steps. So every day was either 20,000 steps or it was 30,000 steps. And it was never below 10,000 because walking in London is required. And I think if you feel like seeing things, you should walk instead of take a car. And it's impossible to drive in London. It's so busy. But yeah, like in the evening, I did see my play and it was amazing. And I wish the play was longer, but it was already 2 hours. So, and I mean, if you've seen Inside Number 9 on BBC, you would like the play. But if you have not seen the show, maybe you would like the play. You wouldn't really get it, but it's just for the fans. And I mean, they have like, let's see, January. So the end of January until April, until beginning of April, they had sold out show. So there's lots of fans from all over the world. And the second night was better because I, again, went to the stage door, grabbed autographs, took pictures of them, and I had fun. And I walked home alone as well. So, and then the next day I had to drive to Cardiff, and then basically I got to explore all of the UK in the period of 12 days. So I went to Cardiff, went to Glasgow, Edinburgh, Bournemouth, Newcastle upon Tyne, so lots of castles, museums, you know, the usual stuff, beach. They have, like, UK has really beautiful coastlines. So, and Scotland is just gorgeous. I loved Edinburgh. It's so great there. And it was so pretty there. I liked it there a lot. And, you know, wherever I went to, people were friendly, but they were not overly friendly, like in America, like, hi, how are you? I'm good, how about you? Blah, 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 you know, like all this fake Southern shit. Excuse me, pardon my French, but honestly, it's like, just be yourself. But yeah, in the UK, people are nice and friendly and food is fantastic. I survived pretty much eating once a day. I did lots of walking, so of course I lost a little bit of weight and it was fantastic. And but the thing is, I found out there is a thing called horngry, where you're hungry, which leads you to being horny. So I probably got less than 5 hours of sleep. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. So now that I'm back home, I'm trying to catch up on my sleep, because I missed a lot of sleep. But no, it was great. Like, I had such a great time. I highly recommend going to UK and exploring all the places. And renting a car is a good idea, but you can also get anywhere by the train. So yeah. But yeah, this was my trip, and thank you so much for listening. But yeah, I think I caught a travel bug, literally. I need to travel more. So, but yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for listening to me ramble on about my adventures. And I will talk to you guys next time.